This is PodTech.net with content from KPIX Television and Common Sense Media, dedicated to improving the media and entertainment lives of children and families. For more information, go to commonsensemedia.org.
Experts are still debating whether TV is dangerous for young children. Parents, well, they're not just idly waiting for answers. They're parking their kids in front of the TV. Our Kids in the Media expert is Jim Steyer, and he's joined this morning by Children Now President Ted Lempert. Thanks both for being here. There's this huge disconnect, isn't there? The experts, the pediatricians have been saying, what, no screen time for kids under 2 years old, but a new study says 83% of kids are using some kind of on-screen media.
That's exactly right, Joe. And, you know, I was just talking to Ted about this. The experts know, and public health and child health researchers know, that particularly when kids are in the 0 to 3 or 4 age range, they should not be spending a lot of time in front of a screen because it can affect their brain development. As you mentioned, the American Academy of Pediatrics says recommends no TV before the age of 2, which is pretty unrealistic, I think. But as parents, and we're both parents and you are, a lot of parents use it as a babysitter. They think their kids are going to learn from TV. You can see here on the screen, you know, that sort of that zombie-like
right.
look
yep.
that you frequently see.
But that zombie-like look lets you go take a shower, yeah. it lets you get ready. I mean, it's not just a laziness factor, is it?
I mean, it's really hard to criticize parents. I mean, we all, the three of us know how hard it is being a parent these days. And so to say the parents are doing something wrong by having their kid in front of the TV for a little while is tough. And so we have to understand the realities of life. But there are some basic things like try to keep that TV out of the kid's room. I mean, that's real critical. And also, you know, one of the things, you know, we're both working on is how to make sure that the stuff that is on the screen the kids are watching is more beneficial to them, since the reality is they are going to watch it.
Let's take that one at a time. Keeping the TV out of a kid's bedroom, this new survey says 19% of kids 1 year or younger have a TV in their bedroom.
Can you believe that? I mean, think about that. 1 year and younger, 1 out of 5 kids. And if you get up to age 3 and 4, it's 40-45% of kids. And that's, as Ted said, that's a very basic rule, Joe. Not having a television set in your kid's bedroom when the kid is any age is sort of no-brainer number one rule, in my opinion. Put it in the family area. Some of the video we're just watching had families watching together. And if you're going to have your kid watching too much TV or whatever amount of TV, doing it as a family activity as opposed to in their own bedroom, using it as a mechanism to get them to go to sleep, is so much preferable.
You guys point out, Jim, you've said it before, there's no research that says infants and toddlers can learn from these baby videos, baby Einstein, you know, these videos, they're useless. You've said. But no research, to me as a parent, says no research. It means they haven't found out either way. And clearly a kid can learn about numbers and words. It's sort of counterintuitive to say you can't learn anything from these things.
And actually, at a slightly older age, there is research to say that quality educational programming really can benefit the kid. So, you know, one of the things Children Now is doing is how do we make sure we get some more quality educational programming out there? And it also speaks to, you know, what else is going on with our younger kids. I mean, access to preschool and having things available like good child care, good preschool are also part of this mix.
All right, very good. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ted Lempert, our special guest, and Jim Steyer, a Kids in the Media expert. We appreciate it.